got a very special guest host today and a lot of fun stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Jong Lee, the Bleeping Master. Producer T. Scott filling in for Jong Lee today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, and at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you really want to see what Jong looks like.
Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, yeah, they do. No, they do. They love you. The people love you, Jong. It's amazing. He will be on, you can go to the live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com and click on live stream. What's happening, Mr. Lee?
Nothing. Fridays are usually my busy days.
I know. So, I apologize for asking you to do this today because I know you're busy.
Okay. You're okay.
Why does it say the live stream's off air, Tyler? Are you already off to a slow start? Better get that thing going.
I don't know. I actually switched it to the close-up of John.
Maybe it's on the delay.
Okay. I'll give it a few minutes.
Yeah.
But I thought we were going to be on location today, and I thought, man, it'd be really cool if John got to go out on location. So that's why I planned Friday.
Well, I bet they were like, well, AJ's not going to be there, and you're going to get John out there? Nah, we don't want y'all out here.
Well, full disclosure, I was hoping we'd get out at Sam Houston Race Park so we could pump the Belmont tomorrow, but we weren't able to work it out. So, but that's all right. We're here. We'll have fun. It's been kind of a fun week, and if you missed the fill-ins, well, you don't need to worry about Monday and Tuesday because I wasn't here, but David Gow and Carla Dawson were Wednesday. That's on Podcast Arena. They did a really good job. Jermaine and Holly did a nice job yesterday. And today I got the best guy. I have
T. Scott?
No. You're the man, John. The people love you. I'll tell you what, though. Now that you're married, I'm going to give you a little advice.
Okay.
Because eventually you'll have kids. The best thing about having kids is when they're old enough to be your designated driver.
Is that what Katie did last night?
As a matter of fact, it was. Because we went over to one of my favorite little bar by me. And, they have a steak night. And so we just sat on the patio and ate so she could go. But celebrated the fact that Jermaine and Holly got to do the show and some other friends. And we had a few drinks. And, I was okay to drive. But she's like, you realize I have my permit now. I can drive. I'm like, here you go.
How old is she now?
16.
16? Okay.
Yeah. So it was fun. Then we went home and watched the end of the hockey. And I absolutely... The one celebration I will watch in sports is the Stanley Cup, because I think that is the coolest thing, the way they pass the cup around. I mean, the whole thing to the photo at the end, and seeing Ovechkin and those guys being, to me, that's what I miss about sports sometimes, just seeing the sheer joy that those guys had. I mean, it was genuine, and I really enjoyed that. And, of course, I'm watching it with her, and I said, okay, next year, this will be us watching the Leafs do that. And said, this is the third year in a row you've told me that, Dad. It's like, okay, fine. But that was really exciting to see for Ovechkin. I mean, and the way I tried to explain it was that would be the same as if LeBron James won his first title in his 14th year.
Wow.
Because he's that good. He's a generational talent. He's he's certainly the best goal scorer of this era, and probably considering how much scoring has been down compared to what it was in the Gretzky era. I mean, it's just amazing what this guy does year in and year out. And it's so hard, even if you're one great player in hockey, to carry a team. And you need a lot of help. And as much as everybody loves Sidney Crosby, he's got a ton of help on that team. So as much as I wanted to see the Golden Knights win, it was hard for me to not feel good for Ovechkin when that was over.
I always viewed Crosby as more of the LeBron of the NHL. I mean, I'm just a very, very casual hockey watcher, but I always thought Ovechkin was more of like a if Carmelo in his heyday would have won the NBA title.
And I think that's part of that's the perception that you get from, because the hockey media is really Canada-centric, and Crosby being Canadian can do little wrong. And Ovechkin, because he's not one of theirs, they tend to. But if you look at what the guy has done from a goal scoring perspective, it's every bit as impressive as what Crosby's done. And he just so happened to have two of those guys right now. It'd be more like Durant and LeBron, maybe that. But he doesn't get the attention that Crosby does. But he's every bit the player.
How big is hockey in Washington?
Well, pretty big now. President Trump was tweeting about it, that and everything else. It's big there, but most of the East Coast hockey cities are, all of them are really good hockey cities, like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and Washington and obviously Boston and New York. So it's pretty big there, and it's the first title that they've had in 25 years.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people tell me their live stream's not working either.
Okay, I shall text Brandon.
Yeah. I already did that.
Okay.
I texted Brandon, and he said he's resetting it right now.
And 281 says, Jong's no Holly, but he's handsome. Says, bring back Holly, seriously. No,
I can wear a Holly mask.
You could. You could. Yeah, the people thought she was pleasant to look at. So, and she did a really good job. They both did. It was fun doing the show with them. Be good to get AJ back, because starting Monday, John, I'm going to let you tell people about this. We should do this right now.
Okay, we'll do this right now, right off the bat.
David Barron already wrote about it, so.
Oh, okay.
We've been scooped.
Well, starting Monday, from 7 to 11, it's going to be the same. The bench, 7 to 11, or 7 to 9, the bench with John and Lance will now be simulcasted on both ESPN 97.5 and on SportsBab 94.1. From 9 to 11, John and Raheel will still be on. And from 11 to 1, Charlie Polillo will be now on both ESPN 97.5 and on SportsBab 94.1. The usual suspects will continue from 1 to 4. And their 3 o'clock hour will now be simulcasted leading up to our show, 4 to 7, The Blitz with Fred and AJ. Will now be simulcasted on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsBab 94.1. Very, very exciting, because we get to finally reach our show basically across Houston.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So what's going to be really cool is if you pick up one station better than the other, wherever you are, you can listen to either one of them. So this is something that AJ and I have been pushing for really since we got 94.1, is we wanted both. So all the other stuff is pretty cool, and it'll be interesting to see Polillo over here now, and I think he'll be a nice change of pace from a lot of the other shows and from us certainly. So and I know he's got a big following, so that'll be interesting to see how that works. And I think that Raheel and Dell will obviously still be a very big part of the station, and
oh yes,
and I think that's in a way, I mean, to me, less time is better, and I think the more time you have to be on air, I think the less effective you are. And so I think it's going to be good for everybody, and I hope it works out. So, all I really care about, I mean, all that's great. I'm all about the team. But all I really care about is that the Blitz is going to be simulcast on both 97.5 and 94.1, all 3 hours starting Monday. So it's a big step for us. And, you know, we've already got the biggest audience we've ever had, and now we've got an opportunity to get an even bigger one. So that's what matters to me. I'm selfish. And I know that's what matters to AJ as well, because he's very happy about this too. So, but that'll be Monday. So wherever you are in the city, now you'll get a chance to hear us. Good job, John.
No, I did nothing.
I'm putting that. Okay. Now, now the live stream is working, and, you should make sure John gets most of the camera.
No,
you look tiny on there. My goodness. Doesn't he?
I don't know. I'll have to pull it up.
Did he look like he's 12?
Well, on this angle, now it looks like you're a little bit smaller than him.
Well, I like to sit lower to the ground. I don't know why, but I like sitting lower to the ground. I do that when I walk into the management meeting on Mondays. The chairs are usually higher, so I just kind of sit down and kind of go all the way to the bottom. Same thing in the producer room. When the producer room, I think Nick likes it all the way at the top, but I like it, and I go in there and just lower it all the way to the bottom. I don't know why.
I think it's
more comfortable.
You're embracing your short person. That's what you are.
Yeah, it makes me look a little shorter.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody has no more Golic and Wingo after 7. No, they're going to be on
9 to 11.
9 to 11 on 94.1.
Yes.
So.
So going back to the hockey, next year for the Golden Knights, what do you think? Do you think they take a step back?
Yeah, I think they almost have to. When you go back and look at what they did this year, what got them this far in the playoffs was a fantastic run by their goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, especially against Winnipeg. He was just incredible. And the way they played all year long, they played as a team so well. They got career years out of a bunch of guys. I don't see that happening again. I think they're a playoff team again, but I don't know. I think they do take a step back. I don't know that they come out of the Western Conference, but I think they'll be fun to watch, and they'll be good again, and they'll be a playoff team. And there's some pretty bad teams in the West, so it really doesn't take much to make the playoffs.
And I mean, it's just I wish I was kind of cheering for them because it was such a good story, expansion team getting all the way to the finals, and just to win it. I think they were 500-1 to start the year.
Yeah, and boy, Vegas was celebrating because there were a bunch of future tickets on them at a big price.
Well, I mean, in if you live in Vegas, of course, I think you would put some money, even if it's like $10 or something, $10-$50 on your hometown team to make it or even win the Stanley Cup Finals. You know, you're just kind of throwing that away, knowing that it's an expansion team. But I feel like when you get closer, you're kind of like, oh my God, this might actually happen. And I mean, I wouldn't say close just because they got beat 4-1. But relatively, I think just to make it all the way to the finals and get to where you just have to win a couple more games to win the whole thing, I think it's just incredible.
And frankly, there were two of those games they could have won. And I just think Washington wound up being better after. And really, the big move for Washington was when Braden Holtby came back in, their goalie, and played like Braden Holtby. He did not down the stretch. In fact, they replaced him. People forget they lost their first two games at home against Columbus in the very first series. And then they got Holtby back in there. He started playing really well. Ovechkin was magnificent throughout the whole thing. Kuznetsov was terrific. And, you know, it's funny. Everybody thought the Capitals window had closed last year because they lost all these guys. And they came out and this was their year. And they were better than they were last year.
Did you see the stat that they were 13-0? Whenever Imagine Dragons did not play before the playoff game, and then they're 0-3 after.
I did not see that stat. But they had to come from behind in every series, including this one. People forget the Golden Knights won game one. So yeah. It's so impressive what they did. So we might have Eric Sandler either this segment or the next segment when we come back to talk about Anthony Bourdain. I bounced a joke off of him, and they said it was too soon. So.
I actually liked Anthony Bourdain.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know who he is, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, you know, anything about. I mean, I never watched his show or anything, and so.
Uh-oh.
What the heck?
That's Tyler telling us go to break.
No, it switched.
Oh.
Apparently it unmuted.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
we'll
now,
go to break.
Yeah, we'll go to break now, and I'll decide whether or not I'm going to tell the joke when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob trips to their feet. Now dance, good dance, man, you never had a chance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Of course, it is Jong Lee filling in. And as usual, we have to keep having big stars on to replace A.J. So joining us now is probably the biggest star in the building because he was on NPR today talking about this. Channel 13 was in here shooting a thing with him. A little bit jealous, frankly, that they all want to talk to him. But Eric Sandler from Culture Map the genius when it comes to pretty much everything in Houston, but mostly food. To talk a little bit about Anthony Bourdain. And if you want to meet Eric in person, you can go right to the live stream on ESPN 97.5 and see him. So what's going on, Eric? Appreciate you stepping in.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
So you were saying you did meet Anthony Bourdain once.
I met him once. He came to Houston on behalf of a Scotch brand and did a bunch of media interviews associated with that. I was not one of those people who was stalking him when he was filming in Houston a couple summers ago for Parts Unknown.
Yeah, yeah, and I admit I don't know too much about him. I know the name. I never actually watched any of his shows. Was there any indication that something that he had issues? Because it really seems odd to me, and maybe just because I'm an old man, it seems odd to me when people get in their 50s and 60s and kill themselves. It's just a weird thing.
No, I mean, this was a huge surprise. I mean, I follow the guy on Instagram. He's been in France all week making television. You know, the new episode of his show that comes out this weekend was directed by his girlfriend, Asia Argento. I mean, he really is someone who seemed like he had a lot of great things happening in his life. So that's one of the themes from today, is just how shocking and how surprising this has been.
We didn't know about any mental issues or anything like that.
He was very open about a history of drug use when he was cooking. And if you watch him on TV, you know that he likes a cocktail or two, but more than two. But
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing. But my understanding is that a history of drug and alcohol use is one potential factor that contributes to someone's decision to take their own life.
So what was your favorite thing that he did?
I mean, his book, Kitchen Confidential, is kind of the thing that made him, and it gives you this like steamy look at what life inside a kitchen is really like, you know, that the hours are long and the work is hard, and that you know, chefs run specials to get rid of things that are about to go bad, and that you should never go to brunch because all the cooks are hungover and they hate everyone in the dining room. I mean, that's really what made him, but his Houston episode of Parts Unknown is really pretty special.
All right, that's Eric Sandler, who is the god of Culture Map. And I to this day, like, I'll go places and they'll say, "Oh yeah, you guys own Culture Map now." What's Eric Sandler like? Yeah, he's a good dude. I read everything of his, and it's like all the time now. It's kind of making me sick. Nothing personal. It's like they'd rather talk about you than me, and I'm a little jealous.
Well, I mean, I go out. People are like, "Yeah, man, we listen to Fred and AJ. We love that show. We listen to John and Lance. We love what they're doing." So, I hear from Culture Map readers all the time. We're building like a fun little symbiotic thing.
Yeah, it is pretty cool because I've actually had a couple people tell me they listen to the show now because they read something I wrote on Culture Map, and I'm like, "Oh, cool! Thanks, welcome."
And this is the second in the last couple of days. Kate Spade committed suicide. What, she was 55. And if I was actually a fan of Anthony Bourdain's. I haven't like seen every episode of all his shows, but you know, I would catch it when it's on here and there. And when you first watch his shows, he comes off very, he just passed. I don't want to say anything negative about him, but he kind of comes off like a dick. But as you're watching his shows, you see how focused and how caring he is to the people that he's talking to. He, like, when he's sitting down and eating with somebody, he's genuinely interested in the culture or wherever he is and the person that's actually cooking the food and that's actually eating with him. And that's one of the things that I kind of appreciated with Bourdain, was he seemed very honest and genuine. And that's something that I'm going to miss about Bourdain.
Yeah, I mean, he's a huge champion for, like, you know, on immigration issues. He's been very outspoken because so many of the people he worked with in kitchens on the line are from Mexico and Latin America. And those guys, some of them came here legally and some of them didn't. But they all come here and they work hard and they make a life for themselves. And that's worthy of respect.
All right. That's Eric Sandler. You can read him on Culture Map. You still got the podcast going, right?
Yeah. Podcast. This is Kaiser Lishkari this week from Himalaya. He was one of the chefs featured on Parts Unknown. So we taped that on Monday. Obviously, we didn't know, but I'm not sad about the timing.
Yeah, that'll go over really well. All right. Well, you got you write anything for this weekend?
So the big news, Brian Chink's Soccer Bar, Pitch 25, opens today.
You were telling me about that. You got a nice little picture of Brian there.
Yeah, I got a nice little picture of Brian. I got a full sneak peek at kind of their offerings and what makes that place special. It's in your neighborhood. It's really right around the corner from Dynamo Stadium, so it's a big deal.
That's good. Anything that's walking distance for me, I'm in on, and that's definitely walking distance. Now that I have a designated driver, that's one thing, but I think I've told you this before. Since I moved down there, like 59 is like the wall to me. I don't even go downtown anymore to hang out. It's just there's so many cool places down there, and there are all these places opening up. So I have no reason to go anywhere.
Yeah, and it's only getting better. I mean, we're a month, 6 weeks away from Agricole Hospitality, the Cultivare guys opening a bar, a restaurant, and a pizza place right next to where Rodeo Goat is. So it's only getting better down there.
Yeah, we need fewer people down there, though.
That's not going to happen.
All my places are packed now. Even last night, it was nuts. And it's like, okay, well, it's kind of my own fault because I wrote about it on Culture Map.
You know what's funny, though? Like, when you were in downtown, that's when downtown started to get really big.
Yeah.
Then you moved to Edo. Edo starts to get really big. I think you need to move somewhere where there's, like, nobody.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Nancy's Hustle for dinner last night. I walked in at, like, 9:30, and the dining room was still pretty full.
Yeah, basically, my thing with Nancy's Hustle is we'll walk by and see what it looks like, whether there's people in there or not. And it's every night that they're open. There's no seats. There's nothing at the bar. So what we figured out is if my wife gets off early, she goes and grabs two seats at the bar, and then I just go meet her when I get off the show. But they're packed, and with good reason, man. The food's great. It's a great atmosphere. I was telling you they got some Pappy now there that you can dive into if you want, and it's actually pretty affordable. So. And I've finally made my way around most of the menu, and I haven't found anything there that I didn't like. They did such a good job there.
Yeah, no, I walked in there late and crushed that burger on their homemade English muffin and then treated myself to an order of profiteroles for dessert.
See, that burger's amazing, but now I'm kind of in a weird spot because I don't want to just get burgers when I go there because now Rodeo Goat's open, and I like their burgers a lot. They're not, you know, they're different, but I don't want to just be burger guy. Because they do have other stuff there.
They do, and the snapper looked really delicious, and even the rabbit dishes that they do. But I was just in the mood. That's a great burger.
It is. It's amazing. If you haven't had it yet, and you probably need to get reservations, and that's that's fine. But if you haven't been to Nancy's Hustle yet, I highly recommend it. And and I've gotten now where I don't go anywhere without asking Eric. So it's nice to be able to walk outside my office and say, hey, Eric, what about this place?
Yeah, our intern is sitting here in the studio with us, and she's like, "Where can my boyfriend and I go this weekend?" So, figured out. I got you covered.
I feel she's judging me though. See, so I can't say anything inappropriate.
You don't want to make the terrible Anthony Bourdain joke.
It's not terrible. It was good one.
It's not terrible.
No, I thought it was a good one, but they both said too soon when I brought it up. So,
well, you're playing to different audio. Like
that's
like
true.
Our that's audience. Right. The Blitzers are gonna love it.
Well.
I just can't endorse it.
That's a shame. I just said he had no reservations about offing himself, apparently. That's it. That's all it was. It wasn't that bad. And, John, when did we stop making fun of people on the day they died? When did that happen?
I mean, you and AJ are different. Like me, I don't know. I'm a little more reserved when it comes to, I don't participate in a death pool with you guys just because I don't want to... jinx myself into anything, and you guys do it. So, I mean, you guys are different.
So you're saying we're bad people?
No. You're different. You have the balls to do it.
I don't know about that. See, like I said, I think I'm already getting judged by all three of you now. I feel a little surrounded. Tyler, help me out, brother. I need somebody on my side.
I usually wait at least a couple days before I make jokes.
I mean, I told you to tell the joke.
Well, yeah, but you're still all dickweeds. I just want that noted for the record. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll... get into some sports. We'll get into some stuff. We'll have some fun. Zhong Li filling in today for AJ Hoffman. Want to thank Eric Sandler for dropping by. Always a pleasure to have you, Eric. Anytime you want to drop in here and talk about dead people, you're welcome.
Thanks, Fred. So. You're the best.
All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz at ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler and Chong Lee today with Producer T bringing the hits. You're a week off on this, but still one of my favorite songs.
A week off?
Yeah, next week is when we get paid.
Oh.
Yeah. We did not get paid today. All right. So, a little Patriots news sort of here. And by the way, most of the Blitzers have my back on that. So, thank you, Blitzers. You three are just... You four.
No, I told you I was all for your joke. I don't like making it just because I feel like I would jinx myself for some reason.
Speaking of
jokes,
Well, I know. You're a good person. I know. I get it. You get older, you quit caring about these things because you realize you're going to die anyway. It's just, I'm not going to kill myself. So... speaking of jokes, I almost took a picture. There's somebody brought a bunch of food for the in the conference room in there.
Was that from last night?
That was from last night.
Yeah, okay. Well,
why would you?
And it's all sitting out there open so that people are supposed to eat it.
Yeah.
You know, sitting in the conference room looking at all that food.
I saw that. Mr. Patrick Creighton.
Yeah. Well, it would have made a really funny photo, but then I'm like, I would feel too bad to tweet it out. But so, I don't feel too bad to talk about it, but yeah. I would feel bad tweeting it out.
That new break room fridge, it was basically just taking up the entire fridge space. And I think somebody got mad because they couldn't put their food in there. So they just decided, hey, let's see if anybody's going to eat the rest of this.
Probably the Culture Map people got mad.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put all my stuff back there now. Like, nobody cares but the three of us, but yeah. The kitchen where the sales staff go, that kitchen and that refrigerator is disgusting.
Oh, they're filthy beasts.
Yeah. So I put all my stuff in the Culture Map side now. It's very clean.
And I don't know if it's, we call that the Canadian side, and that's where I put all my stuff too because that's where my office is, but it's also, they haven't messed it up yet. And I don't think it's the salespeople. I think it's the SB Nation people. Some of those guys.
Yeah, producers are a little dirty just by nature.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, just a couple people asking if you want all my Belmont stuff. I've tweeted it all out. It's on Sports Map. There's my trifecta plays and my picks. And I'm on Hoffberg, which I'm guessing Hoffman would be on too. But I'm betting him pretty hard to beat Justify tomorrow. I also did a podcast with RJ that I tweeted out that was a lot of fun. If you really like details and diving in to some of the historical facts and why so many things point against Justify here, we really dive into it. So it's probably not for casual fan, but if you're a racing fan and you want to get into a little more depth, we do a really good job at that. And at the end of it, we talk about LeBron to the Rockets and how the Rockets are the favorites in Vegas and what I think about that. Which I said, yeah, you tear everything up you need to get him if he wants to be here.
Did you see the latest odds from RJ? I think they're tweeted out either today or late yesterday. I think the Rockets odds went down a little bit because I think it was Mark Stein. I don't have the story pulled up in front of me, but Mark Stein was saying that if Chris Paul does decide to stay with Houston, that... LeBron, obviously the Rockets would be the favorite to land LeBron, but he also noted that LeBron could convince Chris Paul to go to the Lakers with him. And now the Lakers, I believe, are now sitting as the third favorite to land LeBron James right behind Philadelphia. I'll find the tweet.
This whole Lakers thing, I got to say... I know that it's kind of like the Cowboys. Everybody wants them to be good, and everybody wants them to go out and get the stars. This isn't the Lakers of Dr. Jerry Buss. These guys are nothing right now. They're just a franchise that has a great history that hasn't won a damn thing in forever, and are now run by idiots. I don't know that they're a sexy destination for anybody right now. I mean, yeah, it's L.A. and it's the Lakers, and it's. But, I mean, they're kind of like the Knicks now. It's like, are they really – would you want to go play for that owner? I don't know, man. I don't know that that's something that would interest me.
RJ's update, this was 5 hours ago. The Lakers are second favorite. Okay. Rockets are at plus 150. They were at plus 140. The Lakers moved up to plus 275. They were at 350, and the 76ers are at 350, and the Cavs are at 400.
Interesting.
The Warriors are tied at number six at 18-1. So I honestly think it's going to be down to the Rockets, 76ers, or Cavs. I can't see him going anywhere else.
Yeah, I just think the Lakers thing is a little bit of a red herring. I mean, I think people are going to throw that out there because, oh, you know, Chris Paul would like to go back to L.A. and LeBron would like to be L.A. And maybe they would, but that franchise is crap right now. It really is. Yeah, ever since Dr. Jerry died, it's been a mess.
And from all indications, it looks like Chris Paul really liked being here. Just from everybody, I mean, it looks like he enjoyed really playing with James Harden. And the one player that kind of ties the entire team together was P.J. Tucker, or is P.J. Tucker. And the main reason why James Harden kind of changed the way he played was P.J. Tucker is the one that's been challenging him. And if you do watch them walk into the stadiums together or walk to the stadiums, P.J. Tucker and James Harden are always together, and they have a very close relationship together. And if I feel like Chris Paul is going to re-sign with the Rockets, but he'll hold off until if LeBron decides to come to Houston, then he'll hold off and sign with the Rockets later. But I don't think Chris Paul is going to go back to L.A. I feel like he's going to re-sign with the Rockets.
Well, I don't have the contacts I used to have over there, but everybody that I've talked to seems to believe it's already a done deal that he's coming back. They're just, you know, that he's wanting to get LeBron here. And if LeBron said, hey, let's go to L.A. and win one, if I'm Chris Paul, probably go. I know I have a chance to win with him. But I'd be surprised if that happens.
If you go to L.A., is that team a legitimate contender to beat the Warriors?
With those two guys, yeah. I think so. Mm. But I think they have a better chance if they're here.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've at least got three guys to go up against the three guys of the Warriors, maybe four, depending on how you want to look at the Warriors. But we're going to have a month of this, aren't we? This is all we're going to talk about for a month is LeBron coming to the Rockets.
Yeah, and LeBron usually just takes his time. He just sits there, waits, and kind of weighs all his options, and then kind of decides, okay, I'm going to do this. And he doesn't make a rushed decision. And from all indications and reports, he has a very solid head on his head between his shoulders. And he doesn't do anything impulsive. So I could see him going back to Cleveland as a very realistic possibility. Him going to Dan Gilbert saying, you have to get me better players.
Yeah.
You have to trade Kevin Love. You have to do something with J.R. Smith. And I think they'll try to do it. So I feel like Cleveland should be the favorite, and with the Rockets coming in a little behind Cleveland.
It's kind of fun that they're that high up, though, that the Rockets are involved in this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, whether they get them or not, I just think it's cool that people are actually talking about it, and that, you know, RJ was bringing that up with me on the podcast. It's like, what did I think of it? And I'm just like, well, I think you do whatever you can to get him if he wants to be here. And, yeah, if they're that low in the odds, there's something to it. There's no question, but it's going to, every time somebody writes a story that says something, it's going to change. 713-780-ESPN. I will say this about, because I don't know much about Anthony Bourdain, so it was really cool to have Eric in here, and I know you were a fan. I probably have never seen more heartfelt things on Twitter about somebody dying, though, than him. Out of out of everybody who's died over the last few years, I don't know that I've seen more just, you know, touching memories from people than this guy.
Or Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's very, very big. Like, he not only just, you know, foods, but like food stuff, but he, you know, he does a lot of, you know, I think Parts Unknown airs on CNN, so it doesn't necessarily, it does have to do with food, but also it's mostly like travel stuff. So I think a lot of people just kind of fell in love with like him going around trying different food and exploring different cities. And it, I guess you could kind of vicariously live through Anthony Bourdain if you didn't have the means to travel to these countries that are quite expensive and hard to get to. And you kind of watch his show to kind of live through that. And I like food shows. I know during the break, I think you said you didn't like food shows, but I like cooking shows, and I particularly liked his show. I didn't watch every single one of them, but when they were on, I would watch them, and I liked it.
Yeah, see, that's one of those things that I just never got into. Like, every now and then, if I'm out someplace and it's on TV, it's kind of like the strongman competition. It's the same thing to me. Mm-hmm. If I'm out someplace and it's on the TV, I'll watch it. and think, yeah, that's pretty cool. The guy can pull a bus. And I was somewhere and they had Guy Fieri on a couple weeks ago. And it's like, okay, that was kind of interesting that they went around and did this. But it's not something I've ever sought out to watch. So I don't know that I've ever seen his show. It's not that I, don't like the guy or something. It's just not something I've ever gotten into. People have different tastes. Some people aren't into aren't into Game of Thrones. And I'm kind of the same way with that. Is that fair?
That's fair. But I guess let me separate this by saying his type of show I like. It's like that documentary type of cooking show. Now Guy Fieri and the other cooking competition shows, I mean, they're okay, but the ones that kind of do a documentary like A Chef's Table on Netflix, I think that's a fantastic series. And there's another show on Netflix that I'm blanking on, but they featured Houston as one of them. Those type of shows where they're going around talking about, different concepts and how food was started. And, I like the history aspect of that kind of stuff. Like the cooking competition shows are completely separate, I think. But, and Anthony Bourdain's was the former, not the latter. So that's the type of cooking shows that I enjoy.
Cool. Well, it's like anything else. If you're into that, that's great. And that's why you would appreciate the guy. I'll tell you what I appreciate. Eros Medical Group. Because, guys, if you're having some problems, and they can help you with all kinds of stuff with this regenerative medicine they have, whether it's low T, hair loss, but erectile dysfunction, when you hear that, guys tend to cringe. Like, I don't want to talk about that. But you know what? If you're having problems, and even if you're not having problems, even if you're just not, your performance isn't quite what it was when you're younger, because, hey, we get old, things happen. Go talk to these guys, because I promise you, Shane, Dr. Ike, Sean, all of them, Shane's been through it. He knows exactly how this stuff works. Dr. Ike is terrific. They just want to help you get to where you're comfortable. And they tell me all kinds of stories about success stories with their patients, and it's just amazing. And so I've been having the treatment, and I have to say it's made an incredible difference. And I've learned so much from these guys that it's not something I would have thought of before. But now that I've done it, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I'd done this sooner. It really does make a difference. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's nothing to, these are guys who know exactly what you're going through. They're going to, the consultation's free. You can go talk to them for nothing. So here, remember this number, 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. That's EROS on your phone. Give them a call and set up your free consultation and just say, hey, listen, I want to see what my options are, because they have all kinds of treatment plans for you, including this month's the Hardwood Classic Package, all kinds of stuff that they can do to make your love life better. And it's a cool place. They're going to have a man cave when they're done with it. They're a Texas company. So give them a call, 713-263-EROS. That's 713-263-3767 to set up your free consultation. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek God.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. No AJ today. Jong Lee filling in. Tyler filling in for Jong. AJ will be back on Monday, when you will be able to hear the show on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. For all 3 hours starting Monday. Very excited about that. Speaking of Sports Map, check out the website today. Lots of good stuff. Holly has a video on which three AFC South teams are going to make the playoffs, according to her. She's going to tell you which three if you go watch the video. Also, just as an aside, I noticed a lot fewer people on the live stream today watching myself and Jong as opposed to how many were watching Holly yesterday.
I don't blame them.
Well, I don't either. I mean,
I could take my top off if you want me to.
Well, she wouldn't do that, so I don't think you have to. But we also have some news that Andre Howell, the Texans safety, was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah. Josh wrote about that, and hopefully he'll be okay. That's never good. But some other good stuff for you. Patrick Creighton on his five potential Astros trade targets is doing very well on the site. My picks and plays for the Belmont are on there. Jerry Bowe has a bunch of gambling for you this weekend, including NBA, soccer, UFC. Charlie Polillo says the Astros will be much better here over the next few weeks because they play a bunch of donkeys. And if you miss AJ, how about this? His UFC 225 preview is on the site.
Oh, he sent you an article?
He did send me an article.
Well, look at that.
I'm guessing he's home today.
I think he just got within cell phone range yesterday. I saw him tweet a bunch of times yesterday.
We've got the Harris County Houston Sports Authority Insider on Andre Johnson headlining the nominees for the 2018 Texas Sports Hall of Fame. And a NASCAR preview from Juggalo Trey. So lots of good stuff on there. Go and check it out, and hopefully you will enjoy it. And the Howell thing is pretty bad. I wonder, can I make fun of something real quick? Not Andre Howell. That's even I'm not going to joke about that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've got Jerry does a great job with betting. We've always done a lot of betting on the site. We've always done a lot of betting when we had Houston Sports and stuff. We always had gambling guides. We had all kinds of stuff, and we always put our names on it because. If you're going to put your money where your mouth is, if you're going to be right or wrong, your name should be on it. We've always done that. I'm looking at our friends over at the Chronicle, and they've got some dude writing gambling now, which everybody's doing gambling since it's going to be legalized.
What section is that in?
It was in sports. It was in Texas Sports Nation. And it's actually a good article, but here's the problem I have with it. It's by something called The Anonymous Gambler.
Oh, no.
I mean, what kind of chicken bleep is that? I mean, who goes out and writes something and doesn't put their name on it?
Wait, are you subscribed to this thing?
Well, I found out the station has a subscription.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Because I clicked on it and it said, I guess you have to subscribe to actually see the content.
Well, you get some free stuff, but yeah.
Okay. I actually clicked on that Anonymous Gambler article.
Yeah. It's by the Anonymous Gambler.
Hmm. I mean... I don't know why. Maybe, do they want to separate themselves from gambling?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Is it still taboo?
To me, you if you're going to embrace it, embrace it. I admire the fact that you're going to have somebody write about it. But this is part of the old school problem mentality against gambling in that it's one of those things you have to keep in the shadows. Oh, we have to have a fake name here. You can't have a real name if you're going to write about gambling. Get the bleep out of here with that. That's some Bush League crap, man. So... I don't know. I saw that and I'm like, you got to be kidding. But.
I mean, it looks like, I haven't read it yet, but it looks like it's pretty extensive.
Yeah, it's pretty good content. I'm not saying the content isn't good, but I'm not going to trust anything from somebody whose name's not on it.
Yeah. I mean, this guy has the Cavs landing LeBron 9-1 or 9-5. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So it has the Rockets at 11-4, but.
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't care if I agree with you or disagree with you on stuff like that. It's just put your name on it. I mean, yeah, you're going to get hatred when you're wrong. It happens. Believe me, I get it all the time. And I know that's part of the deal. If I'm going to have people say, hey, you did a great job when I get something right, then, yeah, I'm going to have people tell me, dude, that was dumb. Thanks, I lost money.
Do you think this was more of an editorial decision, or do you think this was because like this guy didn't want his name attached to it?
Probably both.
I don't know. I feel like if...
Like to me, it's probably... And it's I'm not saying it's Jerome, but it's probably somebody like that who works on their staff who just doesn't want to be known for writing gambling, which I think is, you know, if you're going to write about something as an expert, put your bleeping name on it.
I think next time you have Jerome on, you should ask him a question related to this article.
Oh, no, I'll ask him.
And see if he knows.
No, I'll ask him specifically who does it because I'm curious and how they came to that decision. Because I feel like that's insulting to people that you don't have the stones to put your own name on something if you're going to put yourself out there as somebody who's an expert about something. That's all. And it's almost like you don't want to take the grief when you're wrong. But you're more than happy that somebody says, oh, wow, look, that Anonymous Gambler got this right. Ooh, Anonymous Gambler. Plus, it's a dumb name.
You can be the anonymous radio host.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Yeah, I'm sure there's better gambling puns out there than just that.
Oh, well. Chris has tuning in late. Have you made the big announcement yet? We did. But you know what? We'll revisit it at the top of the hour. So stick around. That's 1 hour in the books. John, so far, so good.
Yeah, no more Anthony Bourdain. I'll stop bothering you.
No, you know, no, honestly, you can go on and on about that because the people.
No, it's okay.
No, the people love the guy. I'm getting a lot of texts about him. People tell me there's certain shows of his I would really like, which, you know, maybe I'll go back and watch now because I think most of the Blitzers have a good feel for the things that we like. So, but yeah, a lot of people agreeing with you. So, yeah, it's 956 says, I agree with John. He comes off as pretentious, but he actually cares about the people he travels with and shares food with. He's like the A.J. Hoffman of food. He might come across as crass, but he's actually very intelligent and cares. That's why he's respected, but not always loved.
So A.J. is the Anthony Bourdain of sports radio.
I think that's fair because everybody thinks A.J. is this big a-hole.
Uh-huh.
And yet, dude is the first one, you know, he's the first one out there in the boat trying to rescue people at Harvey. He's always doing stuff for people he doesn't, you know, he doesn't make a big deal out of. So... yeah, I could see that.
Oh, when we come back, we have some Game of Thrones news.
Awesome.
I saw on Twitter.
We still got to get this Patriots stuff that we haven't talked about yet. And we'll tell you again what the big announcement was. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.